The following audio is via a Skype call.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. This is Deborah Lee. I'm sitting here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with my darling co-host and hubster, Daryl.
Welcome.
Yes, so glad to have you with us, Daryl.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
And I'm glad that everyone who's listening in has joined us also. We have a really good topic today.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Let's get to it then, shall
we? All right. Let's talk about the topic for today's show.
Absolutely.
Navigating new relationships and the subtext of passion.
What is the secret? Well, Daryl and I thought this would be a great topic since so many out there come to us for readings about how to handle new relationships as they are just getting started and what the cards reveal as the best steps to take. We'll work on the subtext of passion a little later in the show. First, for those of you who are new to the Psychic Love Doctor Show, Daryl and I discuss primarily various life issues at the start of the show as they are perceivable through an ordinary deck of playing cards, a method my grandmother taught me in the early 1980s prior to her death 2 years later. We then will give live on-the-air readings to callers. But first, I'd like to give you a little background. After my grandmother passed, I spent a considerable amount of time researching this method, which she called personal prophecy. I found that while there are so many methods out there using just an ordinary deck of playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception, none were like her method, where we are able to perceive the future while living in the present. And we can literally improve that future through the tools of choice and change as our paths lead from the present to the future.
Very interesting. The thing is, we don't realize as we live our lives just how empowering these tools are as we're living from day to day.
Right.
We can make life-changing choices, and in the process, enable ourselves to be the benefactors of change rather than simply remaining helpless victims of it by using personal prophecy readings this way.
Exactly, Daryl. Thank you for saying that. For instance, if it is perceived in your reading that you are facing a layoff in your work in the coming future, personal prophecy enables you to start looking for a new position before that layoff even happens.
Right.
You empower yourself then and your future professionally by doing so. It's literally taking command of your life.
Yep.
If you are, say, dealing with family problems or conflicts with friends, the cards will share important insights with you about those involved to help you cope more successfully with these issues. Personal prophecy readings reveal what is truly at the heart of those who impact our lives and what we can do in a positive way about these conflicts.
If you're in the process of a difficult divorce or a painful relationship breakup, the cards will enable you to see the light at the end of the dark tunnel by giving you hope for the future. Sharing with you those who are destined to enter your life as you travel your path to the future.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff, really. As the only living subject matter expert for this method, I've learned a tremendous amount about new relationships and how to navigate them successfully after 30 plus years of studying personal prophecy and giving hundreds, well, actually more like thousands all this time later, of readings over that period of time. You know, I've perceived what works and what doesn't. I've perceived what is meant to be and what doesn't hold potential to ever become reality within the framework of our lives. I've learned how not to fall into a new relationship trap that derails these new relationships as they are only just beginning. Okay?
Yeah.
Is someone waiting for us already?
Yeah.
Well,
let's go finish up what we're talking about right now.
Okay, we'll finish here and then we'll go to our first caller. Yeah. These are the tips that I've learned intuitively after all these years of giving readings when it comes to navigating new relationships. First and foremost, number one, be who you are. If you undertake a new romantic relationship on your best behavior and try to hide your true self, thinking that, well, later you can abandon such pretenses, you are playing a fool's game, essentially with no one but yourself.
Yeah, really.
He or she will inevitably be disappointed, believing you to be something that you aren't, and boom, that new relationship will hit an immediate and abrupt dead end.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, be who you are. Think about it. Do you want someone to want you for the person you are projecting yourself to be, or the real person that you are?
I prefer real.
The real man or woman, or I should say the right man or woman, is destined to come to love you for who you really are. Kooky, crazy, ridden with flaws, or what have you.
That's my Debbie.
Thank you, my darling.
Yes.
The others aren't worth your time and can basically just hit the road. So another tip that I have found repeated constantly in the cards is, don't engage in intimacy too soon. You want that man or woman to feel so drawn to engage in intimacy with you that he or she would literally crawl through crushed glass just to have that intimate experience with you.
Yep. And the guys and girls, this means no drunk sex.
No drunk sex. Also, no, you took me out for an expensive dinner and I feel I need to repay you with some sexual activity at the end of the night. If he or she is genuinely into you, a sweet goodnight kiss only makes that man or woman want more. More is good. The right man or woman will work for more. Let him or her savor that kiss.
Yeah.
And yearn for more.
Oh, yeah.
We like yearning. You are showing yourself as high maintenance, and quality future partners will rise to your level every time.
Yes, I will. Don't share your relationship history until the two of you are deeply involved with each other. This isn't a job interview where you have to produce your love life resume.
Mystery is a beautiful thing at the start of a relationship.
Yes, it is.
Mystery, that intrigue. That's what I think actually stokes the fires of passion, which we're going to get to soon.
Right.
Let the relationship between you develop in its own way and time. If you are spontaneous and impulsive and say he or she isn't, be patient. Give that man or woman time to come up to speed with you. You know, if a relationship is really worth having, it's worth your time and patience. Rome wasn't built in a day, and some of the best relationships in our lives take time for them to be as meaningful as we need them to be. So be patient.
Yep.
Now, do we have time to move on to this?
Oh, yeah, we have time.
Regarding the subtext of passion, oh my goodness, this is huge. The definition of passion is an instance of strong love or sexual desire.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Passion is literally the lifeblood that makes us as human beings experience true joy and fulfillment in our lives.
Yes, it does.
Whether it's sexual desire or just a strong love to do something meaningful within your lifetime that we yearn most to do, passion is definitely the driving force.
At its core, we can't live abundant, happy lives without passion. Most times we express passion sexually.
Sexually.
When we do, it's downright awesome.
It is.
Other times we express passion in our work, and it makes us feel completely fulfilled.
Exactly. So what's the subtext to such passion? personal prophecy readings characterize it as a powerful desire for satisfaction and completeness. Recognizing what we need and striving to achieve it, in essence, we are well aware of our flaws but strive to rise above them, all as a result of true passion. The subtext attached to passion in its most integral sense inspires us to dig deep into ourselves, to realize what's truly at the core of our lives. You know, for instance, if we run around traveling the nightclub circuit, trying to hook up with someone, the subtext to such passion is our desire not to have to be alone.
Yes, it is.
And that is a big one.
Yeah.
If we chase after a boyfriend or a girlfriend who ended the relationship because we can't let go, the subtext to such passion is likely due to our own deep-seated abandonment issues.
Yes, those big issues.
If we feel no passion at all and find ourselves merely going through the motions, we are in a full disconnect from our emotions due to such issues as abuse, addiction, fear of intimacy, and so on.
Yeah.
Conversely, now, if we have great passion for everything, it's zest for life, yes. But we have no specific focus.
Oh, but a way to go.
Yes, what a way to go. And it does sound like heaven to me. Imagine having passion for everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should have some passion for a break.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break here, people, for a few minutes. We'll be right back, and we'll go to our first caller when we come back. Have a great day.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Have you ever noticed that this reality doesn't actually work in a way that helps you thrive? I'm thrilled to announce that one of my good friends and colleagues, Dr. Glenna Rice, is bringing the incredible world of Access Consciousness to Seattle this December. You can register and learn more for the course that's coming up on December 4th by visiting drglennaevents.com. And when you're there, you're also going to find another event coming up in January that Gary Douglas is doing himself. So register now and wonder no more.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
And my co-host, Intuitive Daryl.
Yeah, that's
today
me.
We've been talking about navigating new relationships and the subtext of passion. However, we will take calls on any subject you wish for readings.
And before we take our first call, we're going to give out a couple numbers here. You can call 425-373-5527. Or you can call toll-free 888-298-KKNW or 5569. All right, let's take our first caller. Let's go to Jen from Northern Virginia.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Deb. Hi, Daryl.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great today. I actually have a day off, so I'm kind of excited.
Wonderful.
Awesome. I had one off yesterday.
Oh, good for you. That's right. It was Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day, Daryl.
Yes,
and to you as well, Deb.
Thank you. What can we do for you today, Jen?
So I just really enjoyed what you and Daryl had to say about passion. I thought that was very compelling, especially for my own situation. Yeah, I just love what you two have to say. So I think that was a really great introduction to to today's show. So I'm currently in an off-again, on-again, off-again relationship, and I've had readings with you about my on-again, off-again partner, and I'm at a point where, you know, we've been getting along really well. There's a lot of passion in this relationship between me and I, but I just don't know where it's going to go from here.
Good question. Yeah.
Taking my time. There is a lot of love. There's a strong friendship there, but it doesn't seem like we're really sharing each other's lives with each other. I mean, we do to a certain extent. But, you know, we're kind of like in this box. It's like when we're together, we're with each other, we're in our own world, and there's nobody else. But, you know, to be really a part of someone's life, you have to be a part of each other's lives. Like, you have to know each other's friends, and at least that's how I feel.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's just never gotten to that point, and I'm just wondering, is it ever going to get there, or should I just take my losses and just move on? You know, my best friend, she calls me a boomerang.
It's so interesting you use that word, because that's what I've been hearing, too, as I've been looking at your cards. Here's the thing. This relationship, the on and offness, when it's on, it seems to exist in a vacuum. It's
right.
Like the two of you in a bubble, I guess you could say, and there's no inclusion of friends, of, you know what I mean, there's nothing beyond just the two of them.
Right.
And I get a sense, though, that you have recently been hurt, Jen, by someone else, and I feel that you've kind of boomeranged back to this man.
That's true. Very true, yeah.
The other gentleman here, he wants very much to give you an apology, and he wants to make this up to you. I really feel that other relationship is not completely over. There's more chapters here before this story.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of him the other day, the other guy, who, I guess the time just wasn't right between us, and it's a little upsetting, but I understood, and I guess it didn't really hurt, like, I didn't feel the hurt or the gravity of it until yesterday when I was thinking about him, and it made me sad for a little bit, but,
Before we go back to the first man that you asked about, I would like to say that my perception is this other man who has an apology to give you, and you're going to hear from him very soon, by the way. He is actually a very good man at heart. I am seeing that as much as he wants to be with you, he has some issues in his life pertaining to children, pertaining to his soon-to-be ex-wife. And, you know, I feel this actually shows the integrity that he has, that he didn't just, you know, kick them to the curb just for the chance to be with you. That, to me, Daryl, what do you think? I think it shows he's quality.
It does. At the same time, it kind of makes it hard to figure out what he's doing.
Well, it's time and patience, like we were talking. I think it's taking him a little... You come through in your cards, Jen, as a spontaneous, very passionate person. You love impulsive moves. She likes to go with the spur of the moment. And I think her love life is filled with a great deal of that, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
The impulsiveness of such passion. But he... If you wanted to pursue a future with that man, it's going to take time. And
right.
I would, personally, I think that if you just put him on the back burner for a while, time will tell. Okay, as for this other one, the first one you asked about, Mr. On and Off, you know, he has more feelings for you than what he lets on. I do feel
that.
Yes, he does. And, you know, the thing is, though, he's a pretty mixed up individual right now. He doesn't know if he's foot or horseback, coming or going, you know.
Staying or leaving.
I mean, his life is up in the air so much that I think he can't express the true depth of his feelings for you. Now, there's things you can do, Jen, that can help bring further this along. For instance, don't be so available. Right. Be a little high maintenance. Make him have to work for your attention.
Yep.
It's hard when your feelings are really wrapped up in someone, but the cards are indicating here, bring back some of that initial mystery and intrigue.
Right.
To keep him guessing. Now, I know these sound like games, everybody, but let's face it. Romance in and of itself is a game.
It's a
dance. It's a... well, it is what it is, okay? And I think, though, that he needs to be left a bit to his own devices to realize that Jen isn't as available as he perceives her to be.
Yep.
So, Jen, I hope this helps. I really feel that this on and offness will continue, but I think once he wraps up some things in his own life, I think that will really help, okay? For him to be bringing more clarity to his relationship with you. You're kind of stuck.
Should I keep him around as my winter squeeze? Or should I find a new winter squeeze?
Nothing wrong with a little cuddling. Or canoodling. Whatever you want to say it.
I love that. Yes. Enjoy that input. Thank you.
Yeah, beat me to it.
That's true. Just ensure that you don't get too emotionally attached.
Yeah.
Sometimes we women lie to ourselves. Oh, it's just friends with benefits, but you know, it really is much more than that.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean, it's been almost 2 years, so I think we've already gotten past the point of it just being a casual love affair. I just don't know if I should continue it or if I should just cut it off now, but I guess I'll just...
Well, I see right now you're like... facing a fork in the road, and it's under sure to come true.
Oh, it is.
Daryl can see this. You got the Ten of Hearts here. That's a high love card. It means to me that your love goes in two directions because of, do you see there's...
Right, with the two.
Yeah, there's two here, and there's uncertainty all over the place, question marks swirling, and I think you should just let time do its best work. Yeah. You have two men that you can pick from, and I don't want you to write off the second man
right
too soon. I think you're going to have an interesting start to the new year there, Jen.
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting. All right. Well, there's a lot to look forward to, I guess.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of life left in your life there, Jen.
Yes, there is.
Right. Can I just ask one more question? It's about my professional life. It's been kind of slow for me in regards to, you know, what I do and bringing in revenue because I'm in sales. Is it going to pick up? Am I just kind of going through kind of a lull right now and then it's going to pick up, or should I be really super concerned?
You know, Jen, I think you're facing a crossroad here where you're going to find that it isn't so much about you. It's about the circumstances around you. Your cards are telling me that you're being led toward a change, a big shift in terms of your career.
Right.
You have so many untapped talents in this occupation that you have that I think that you're going to definitely see 2016 as your year to break free, and she's going to step into a beautiful new career position that really fulfills her passion.
Ooh,
yes.
There's that passion again.
And so I don't think it's about you at all. It's partly the economic state of affairs for everyone this year. But really, in terms of your life, it's leading you towards change.
So do you think this change is going to happen at the beginning of next year, end of next year, or I just know that it's going to happen?
I'm perceiving July as being instrumental in terms of your future. I think you are definitely going to feel the effects of wanting to break out. I just see this. It's like she needs a break out.
Yep. Speaking of breaks.
Okay.
We need to take one here.
Thank you, Jen.
Yep. We'll be right back. Thanks, Jen. We'll talk to y'all shortly.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, your host, and my co-host here is the very intuitive Daryl, the husband.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Before we get to our next caller here, I'm going to go put it out again. Phone numbers to reach us are 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569.
All right.
Let's go to Elaine from South Seattle.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Well, I'm calling about myself and a relationship with my husband. What should I do?
Okay.
Well, as I'm preparing your cards, can you give us a little, background or some details so I can focus on that?
Well, My husband came home from work and told me that there's a gal at work that he thinks he's in love with.
Mm.
But he hasn't done anything about it, and it sounds to me like it's kind of his fantasy world taken off more than her actually being interested. I don't know. And my question is, what do we do from here, really? I mean, we've gone into marriage counseling. But, it's kind of up to him. I'm a kind of person who will work on things and fix my part of it. But he's never been one to stick with things.
Okay, well, she's laying out your cards here. And we'll have you an answer here in a second.
How old is your husband, Elaine?
He's in his 50s.
Okay.
Do you think this might be part of that midlife crisis syndrome?
I figured. that's how I'm looking at it. And have a healthy fantasy life. I don't mind. Just don't act on it is what I would have a problem with.
Yeah.
Have the two of you had a good argument over this? And there's a specific reason I'm asking.
Did we have an argument?
Yeah, or has it been very civilized and the conversation that you've had?
Oh, yeah, I was civil.
Okay, what he would like, though, is he would like to see you become very passionate. Your husband, I'm seeing, wants you to compete with the fantasy, to rouse all sorts of passions in you. You're part of the fantasy too, Elaine. And I want to tell you right off the top, I absolutely do not see this as the end of your marriage. If anything, I'm seeing that things are going to get stronger and more united between the two of you. For one thing, I think it took a lot of courage to come home and tell you that. A man that wants to run around and sneak, in the alleyways with somebody isn't going to be that forthcoming.
No, he's not going to say a word about it.
Well, I'm kind of intuitive, and I knew something was going on, and I point-blank asked him.
Okay.
He wasn't going to tell me.
Okay.
Because I can tell when he's lying. But it was a wake-up call for me in the relationship. There are things that I wasn't doing right, I know. Right. And I think I've corrected them.
Well, yeah, and I feel that there's a lot between the two of you yet to explore and enjoy.
Right.
I'm seeing traveling coming up for the two of you. Like it's showing itself in the way of as a like a second or a third honeymoon.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel the two of you are going to enter a very romantic interlude once all of this gets behind you.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, I really don't see that he is looking to leave at all. And, you know, I don't think this other woman's going to even give him a tumble.
Oh, well, I know that. I know that.
And I think Deb will agree with me here. We both kind of fell in this over time with our relationship. You get comfortable with each other.
Right.
And you
and complacent.
And complacent. You kind of forget the... keep things a little fiery sometimes.
And to, you know, I had to work on, say, staying up on dressing nicely and having not all raggedy nightwear and, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? And you have done the same in return, not that
right,
you're wearing negligees or anything,
right,
but you are working on it.
Yes, I am working on it. So he does notice?
Yes, and I feel he wants to get from you that you'll fight for this marriage, this relationship that you have together, not just because it's comfortable or that it's got a sense of security, but you know what I mean? He wants to know that you still are madly in love with him. Okay? So I hope this is helping. I know this has been hurtful, too. I see it here. And still, though, I really think that all of this has happened for a reason, so that your relationship can only become what would be the word? Like
reignited, I guess.
I think you know what I'm shooting for here.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel that a year from now you'll look back. I'm not going to say you'll laugh over this, but the relationship you share with your husband will be so much more rekindled. And
yes, it will.
So
okay,
that's
what I was thinking, because that's where I was thinking in my head once I do what I need to do, because you know, I got in my routine, and our routines with our daughter, and she's gone, and that kind of thing. But can I ask a question about me?
Sure.
Am I going to find a new passion? My passion was raising my daughter and her friends and all that. Now I need a new passion. I don't even know how to find it.
You know, Elaine, I share this with you because my last son has moved out, and now here we are in this house.
Your last son. How about our last son?
Our last son. And now I'm thinking we're going to have to find something. Well, we have this work, and this really keeps us going. But you know what I mean? It's like we have to start over. You know, as far as our relationship goes, we have to recenter and refocus ourselves.
Yep.
Now that the kids are all gone, I was very much a helicopter parent. Have you ever heard that expression?
Yes.
Yeah, and likely you were too, where you hovered and, you know, helped their friends. We always had an open door policy here. And
yep,
now the house is just a little empty. So let me ask you, what do you, when you think of passion for yourself, what sort of fantasy do you have?
I love to bake. I love to cook. And I would love to open up a bakery. That's not the right thing for me because I have weight problems.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah. But let's take a look. Let's see.
We're just having an awesome day today, aren't we?
Oh, I love this, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting really good questions, too.
Yes, we are.
While I'm laying the cards out, you could mention about our app.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could. For everybody out there that has a smartphone, or if you want to call them smart, I guess. Anyway, we have an app, and you just go out to your app store. It's called the Psychic Love Doctor. It gives you a free one-card reading. It's absolutely free to get the app. gives you a one card reading that's very accurate. You sit there and think about a question, you hit the button, and it gives you an answer to your question. Very intriguing. And I use it a lot in my day-to-day work to keep me centered and keep me informed of what's going on around me with certain people.
Okay, and yes, and a lot of people think that the app is scary accurate. I use it myself for meetings and for different situations. Now, getting to your card reading here, what I'm seeing is you don't have to have a real-world bakery. How about a virtual one? Sharing your recipes, putting together e-books. You could make interesting videos. YouTube is a rich landscape where people are becoming celebrities basically just through their little videos that they post.
Right.
I'm seeing that if you had a website designed to share your expertise as a baker, as a cook, you know, the girls today, we have six sons. They're dating women now. I find they don't know how to cook. They either had professional women as mothers, or they were raised by babysitters. And so, you know, the simplest things, how to make a pot roast, where I was raised to be a cook so that I could take care of a family. But that's baby boomer stuff. These girls, yes. I'm just saying, I'm feeling that you could really find a sweet spot for yourself doing that. And publishing has changed so much over the years that now we're able to publish things partnership with like Nook and Kindle. Amazon will share putting the book together. There's just a lot that you could do. And I see that once you get started, oh my goodness, you would love this. Really try to give it some thought. You have many, many recipes that I see would become staples for a lot of people out there. And I'll tell you, I am a recipe book lover. So you put together a book, I want to buy the first copy, seriously.
Oh, okay. I hadn't even thought of that, but that really appeals to me.
Oh, good. Good, and you know, there's classes you could hold through your community centers, and I mean, you could really get out there and make a big name for yourself. I see potential all over this for you.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
What I'd love for you to do is please stay in touch, call in from time to time, so we can see how you're doing, okay?
Yeah, I think we're going to be fine. Thanks so much,
okay.
You guys.
Well, thank you, and blessings to you, my dear.
Hey, let's get a break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hello, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lynn.
Well, thank you, my darling. And this is Daryl speaking here.
Oh, you're Daryl now?
Oops, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I know. My esteemed intuitive co-host.
Yes.
Let's jump right in on those phone calls, Daryl.
All right, let's go to Barbara from Seattle.
Barbara, you there?
Hey.
Hello there.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I want to ask about my business because
okay.
Barb
yeah.
needs to take some time off. When are these wedding dresses going to start selling big time?
Okay.
You know, I have to tell you, as I get your cards ready, I'm a wedding officiant out here in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I am finding that the traditional bridal scene seems to be really changing. These girls are showing up in jeans and sweatpants and
yeah.
every other kind of thing.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And while Deb's getting your cards ready there, Barbara, I'm going to talk for just a minute. Deborah does have a book out there. It's called The Secret or The Messages in the Cards.
No, it's called The Message, Your Secret's in the Cards.
Okay, I'll get it right.
You anyway, try. That's
yeah.
what counts.
It's available out there at Amazon and all them other good places to get books.
Yes. Contains instructions on how they can conduct readings for themselves.
Yep. Gives you how to do readings for yourself. And
if you want to have a sideline business.
Yep.
Okay, I'm getting ready here. Barbara, your cards are telling me that you need to expand her area of I'm thinking of the word and
area of advertising.
Well,
or?
To possibly go to like working through the internet.
Oh, okay.
Do you do that already? Do you have a website and all?
I have a website and Facebook business page and
what I'm
all of that.
Hearing, what I'm hearing is you need to bring a paradigm shift to the whole business of wedding dresses and wedding parties. I have seen online pictures of your gowns. They're breathtaking. They're
Thank
absolutely
you.
Stunning. I mean, if if I lived closer to you, I would love to have one. And that's what your cards are saying, that you could look at a new venue, is what I'm thinking. Expand her area of operation to possibly be, and no, it might not be feasible, but maybe this will trigger a thought for you that where you can use your own intuitiveness and creativity. It's saying something here about being able to market them over distance. And I know there's a lot of alterations involved and such, but maybe there's a way to make a, say for instance, a size 6, a standard size 6, or you know what I mean, a 12 is a standard 12, where somebody could buy these and not have to physically show up. And you know, I notice now that the clothing business is transforming into online thrift stores, you could say, or rentals. Like they have a high-end clothing now that you can rent by the month. How they're pulling all this together, I certainly, it's beyond my comprehension, but I really feel it's time to think of new ways, bring a, like I said, a paradigm shift to the whole business of bridal fashions, and I feel you'll bring a new wrinkle to the industry in general.
Okay.
But let that marinate a bit. My best place for getting innovative ideas is in the shower. It's as if the water are droplets of inspiration to me, and it can be really kind of impractical. I get in the shower, I get a great idea, and I'm like, oh, darn, I got to get out and follow through on this. But just let it marinate. Take a walk. Do something where you're basically meditating as you're, some people cook and meditate. You know what I mean?
But I really feel
that a new idea is going to come to you, and it's going to be groundbreaking. Otherwise, if you don't, I feel that this is going to be a business that will, it's kind of like it's dying a slow death in general, because the girls are looking at weddings differently now.
Yeah, they are.
We just had a lady who wanted to hold her wedding on the beach here, and she wanted everybody barefoot, and she wasn't even going to wear a wedding gown, and the groom was just going to wear jeans and a
t-shirt.
Yeah, and I just don't understand what happened to all the glamour and the
Well, part of it is, the whole wedding picture got very expensive there for a while. It still is.
Well, how are weddings out there on your end of the country? I mean, is it still a big splashy affair?
For the most part, yes, it is. And, of course, we do have a lot of people that travel for their weddings so that they can have the warm beach sunshine. And some of them are still taking the biggest dresses you could possibly imagine and going to Mexico. You know, the only changes that I'm seeing slightly are those people who want to have camouflage in their dresses.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. I actually have a niece that wants to do that, but she lives in Georgia. and I'm like, I'm not going there. I'm not doing the redneck wedding.
Yeah, I was thinking more northeast United States, but okay.
Do you participate in those charity affairs where they give away gowns and things? They have, that's big out here.
Well, I do a lot of alterations on those dresses that are from charity events. Like for the breast cancer and such. And I do help provide dresses for gals for proms and stuff that are, you know, don't have the means to purchase.
Well, that's you're seeding your own blessings for the future with things like that. I hate to say it, Barbara, but we're really short. I'm going to have to run.
Yeah.
But please, would you call in again soon, and we'll try to explore this a little bit further for you, okay?
Okay, thanks, Deborah.
In the meantime, just prime the pump here and just let your creativity run wild and see what you come up with.
Okay. All right. Sounds
take
good.
Care. What a show, Daryl.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great show.
Filled with passion and lots of good things. I'm so thankful to everyone who has listened today and those of you who have called in.
Right.
If you're interested in getting a private reading, you can contact me through my website, which is psychiclovedoctor.com. We also have a Facebook page for the show, which is the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So please join us next month. We're here on the second Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, we love you all. It's wonderful being with you.
Got to put a big thanks out to KKNW for having us.
Yes. And take care. We'll see you next time.
Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.